Merlin looked at the Archbishop for endless seconds, and then, finally, he nodded once. He didn't say a single word. He didn't have to. The others let his silence linger for a time. Then Caleb cleared his throat. "For what it's worth, Merlin, I agree with Michael. Maybe it's just as well. No, it is just as well. You didn't try to explain all of that to me aboard Dreadnought before Darko Sound. But it's like I told you that day in King's Harbor when you killed the Krakens. You may be able to conceal what you are, but you can't hide who you are, what you feel. I'm sorry, but you're just not very good at it." "Gosh, thanks," Merlin said wryly. "Don't mention it," Caleb grinned at him. "On the other hand, it's going to be quite some time, I imagine, before I really manage to come to grips with all of this. It's going to change a lot of my assumptions."
"I'm sure it is," Merlin acknowledged.
"Still, it's not really going to change most of the constraints we face. There's still that kinetic bombardment system floating up there in orbit. And there are still those power sources under the temple I haven't been able to identify. Between the two of them, I think they constitute a damned good argument in favor of maintaining the secret just the way the Brethren have been maintaining it for the last 4 centuries. I, for one, have absolutely no desire to turn Karis into a second Armageddon Reef."
"Granted," Caleb nodded.
"But from what you've said, there's an enormous number of things you can teach us, show us." "Yes and no." Merlin took another sip of wine, then set his glass aside and leaned forward in his chair, resting his folded forearms on the table. "I can teach you, but I can't just hand you the knowledge. For a lot of reasons, including concealment from the church and whatever remote sensors might be reporting to those power sources under the temple. But even if I wasn't worried about that particular aspect of it, I couldn't just replace the church as the source of all authority. People all over Safehold have to learn to do what you already do here in Karis, Caleb. They have to learn to think. To reject the automatic acceptance of dogma and restrictions simply because someone else, whether it's the Church of God awaiting or some all-knowing oracle from the lost past, tells them they must accept them. We have to transform Safehold into a world of people who want to understand the physical universe around them. People who are comfortable innovating, thinking of new ways to do new things on their own. That's one reason, the main reason in a lot of ways, I've made suggestions, pointed out possibilities, and then stood back and let people like Baron Seamount, Edward Hausman, and Ryan Michael figure out how to apply them. And, he looked Caleb straight in the eye, it's equally important for everyone on Safehold, even Karis's enemies, to do the same thing. Caleb frowned. And Merlin shook his head. "Think about it, Caleb. Who's your real enemy? Hector of Coruscant or the Inquisition?" "At the moment," Caleb said after a thoughtful pause, "I'm rather more focused on Hector. I hope you won't find that too difficult to understand." He smiled thinly. "On the other hand, I understand the point you're making. If it weren't Hector, Clinton and the group of four would have found someone else to use as their tool." "Exactly. And how will you defeat the church? Can you do it with navies and armies?"
"No," Caleb said slowly.
"Of course not," Merlin said simply. "Your true enemy is a belief system, a doctrine, a way of thinking. You can't kill ideas with a sword, and you can't sink belief structures with a broadside. You defeat them by making them change, and the church has only 2 options for confronting the challenge you and Karis present. Either they refuse to change, in which case they can't possibly defeat you militarily, or they decide they have no choice but to change, to adopt the new weapons, the new technologies. And once they do that, they'll discover they have to change their belief structure as well. And when that happens, Caleb,
you'll have won, because your true enemy will have committed suicide.